Hi, welcome to another edition of your personal branding podcast. And this particular episode, we are looking at what I stated last time, the theme, Your Logo is Useless. So this is the second episode of the series, Your Logo is Useless. So why your logo is useless? The first time I posted that, a friend said I'm attacking his business because he's a great graphic designer. He does wonderful logos for corporations here and there. And though we laughed over it jokingly, we're trying to send a message across that yes, logos are important, brand identities are very important to brands and businesses. It helps. However, for startup businesses and personal brands, overly riding on your logo as a tool to drive home your message is mostly the wrong starting point. So let me share this with you. A couple of years ago, when we moved to a new location in Accra, a suburb in Accra, I was looking for people to pick our refuse. There's a popular refuse company in Ghana. We all know the name. So I called them and a number of them to help assist, come for the refuse weekly, then we pay monthly. However, upon so many calls, all these firms that I called never showed up. They come with excuses here and there. I keep following up, then eventually got one around. And they used to come, but not regularly as they promised, like once a week, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes a whole month. They come once and you're supposed to pay for the entire. So at that point in time, I told the company Brightwist that I can't be paying monthly for this and you just only come once because I heap a lot of refuse and it can be living there like that. Is for health reasons, not it's not healthy to have it like that and then so you should do something about it. And we said, okay, they promised to deliver and work on that better. I gave them some time. So I gave them for about 3 months and still had not seen any progress with this company that I was promised to be picking the refuse weekly. But supposedly they want to take their money every month. So I did that. Then at a point in time, at that time, they missed the entire month. So when they came the next time, I told them I'm not going to pay for this month because you never showed up and the month ended, you want the money. And then we had a little bit of argument here and there. Then I skipped that and paid the next month. Then at a point in time, I told them I can't keep up with their lousy behavior of doing business because business is not charity and you don't stick to your brand promise. And your name is out there as you deliver upon your service, but it's not so on the ground. I mean, people in the area complain, but they are not able to confront you as I do because I know that you're supposed to do the right thing and they really don't mind. But I need to put you that you need to do the right thing. Having a good brand, well branded vehicles in town and doing all that and still not, and the delivering is not the best. So your name is out there, but still your service is poor services. So you need to sit up. So I decided I only stop patronizing Brightwist services to pick our refuse. Then I saw one of these young trucks, small trucks here, we call them Abuboya. That's a tricycle. This tricycle occasionally pick refuse from the neighbors around and sometimes find it wasn't close to where I stayed. But at a point in time, I was driving by and I stopped one of the guys and asked the guy to directed where I lived to come pick my refuse for me. The first guy came the first day I immediately came and picked. The subsequent week too, he stopped. He stopped when you called him, so the tricycle was spoiled here and there. Then another time I was driving by and I saw another guy with a tricycle again with heaps of refuse. I told, okay, I live so and so place. So would you? And I said, yeah. So the guy, I picked his number and I directed him. And came to the house to pick just again the same day. Then I told him he should be coming every week. The next week, the guy came to the house, called me and said he's come to pick. So wow, that's good. Then the subsequent week, the same. So sometimes when he comes and nobody's in the house, you call me and say, "I'm coming to pick the refuse." I said, "Wow, your service amazes me. You're just using a tricycle and you're doing amazing services. You have no brand name, you have no logo, but your services is far beyond what the known companies are doing in this locality. You deserve commendation." And I told him as well, that day I gave him some extra gifts, or I mean money that you take it because I like what he does. Every now and then the guy shows up. If he shows up, nobody's in the house, you either wait or call and come the next day. And somebody's called, "Today, do you have breakfast? I'm in your area." I mean, he's doing so well. And I took time to engage him a couple of times and I realized that the guy is making some quite money monthly, even above the average business, I mean, salary earner, because certainly he's doing well. He's over delivering and offering excellent customer service. This young boy can call you and say, "I'm coming." Call if you're not there, "I'll come the next day." But these big, huge companies with good brand names, local on social media, radio, TV, and they're delivering and making loud noise on social media, on the airwaves. But this young guy, no branded tricycle, no branded name, no name. He's just using name Yakubu. And Yakubu will come and do excellent job for you. And when I compare this is just one of the such stories of what I call your logo is worthless, of people doing amazing work without any brand identity. And their brand identity, what is sending them out there, is the excellent service they are delivering. So today, what business are you into? What are you doing? What promise have you been promising your customers and clients? And are you under delivering or over delivering? Are you giving them, are you wowing them? So that it also send signals that you are doing well and your brand name is going out there beyond your logos, your colors, and all that. That's what I want you to think about today. That beyond your logo, beyond your brand identity, beyond all the noise you make on digital platform, do you deliver on your brand promise? Think about that today.